Okay, well, I don't want to spoil a good party here, but we do have to, before we get to lunch, talk about cybersecurity, because while we've been talking about all these amazing innovations, of course, hackers in the strangest locations in the world are thinking about how to steal data, how to monetize that for gain. And so that's my job as a general manager of IBM Security, our business unit dedicated to helping to secure our customers. We're thinking through how to leverage collaboration, about cloud and cognitive in the fight against cyber criminals. And today I'm actually going to show you how Watson has entered the fight between the good guys and the bad guys to try and help outthink the cyber criminals. So I'm actually going to take a risk here before lunch and give you a live demo on stage of Watson for cybersecurity. And before I do that, let's just talk about the security space. And I was talking to some of you over the break as well. Cybersecurity is a wonderful market in terms of an opportunity for IBM. It will be a $100 billion market. It's about a $60 billion market today. And that market requires a good amount of fortitude to enter into. And IBM really got serious about this market about 5 or 6 years ago. The fortitude you have to have is that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of cybersecurity players out there today. So in addition to having to outthink the hackers, there's lots of competition. In fact, an average large customer here in New York City will have 135 security tools from 30 or 40 vendors, right? So we saw this at IBM as a wonderful opportunity. There have emerged over time larger players in the security space, some services players, services on the bottom axis, software on the top, and then a significant number of software players have gotten large. If you look on the software side, they have two things in common. They're either antivirus companies or firewall companies. And we looked at this market several years ago and realized that a new approach was needed, because with all respect to firewalls and antivirus systems, they are necessary but not sufficient to stop the sophisticated hackers out there. IBM charted a new path. Our strategy focuses around security analytics. And as I mentioned today, I'm going to talk about how cognitive is entering that fight to help take our analytics to a new level. We have built an integrated platform so that you no longer have to have 135 separate tools from 40 different vendors. IBM has built a platform, what we call an immune system of capability for our customers. And then we've added thousands of services experts that can help make this a reality. We're not just coming there with our software portfolio, but also with teams that can make this happen, transformation services. So that's what we decided to do several years ago, and here's what we've done in the market over the last several years. IBM has emerged as the largest enterprise cybersecurity company in the world. Over $2 billion in revenues last year, 8,000 employees on my team, 12,000 customers. I've heard some of them speaking as well today. And we're growing at about twice the market rate in cybersecurity. So it's a pretty exciting business. I always say in a segment of the market that loves startups, I have the honor of running the largest startup in the cybersecurity space, IBM Security. So that's what we've been doing. And obviously, Patricia will not let me make any forward-looking statements, but we're just getting started in the cybersecurity space. So with that in mind, I mentioned an integrated platform. We call this our immune system of capabilities. We have acquired over 20 players in the software, cybersecurity software space. We have launched over the last half a dozen years tons of innovation in the middle here to allow you to secure the network, the endpoint, your applications, your identities. I could spend a long time on this slide, and I won't, because I believe lunch is the only thing standing in, I'm the only thing standing in the way of lunch. But as I mentioned, analytics is the core, and that's the differentiator. There's lots of capabilities, as I mentioned, signature-based technologies like firewalls and antivirus. We, IBM, are sitting above that, bringing this analytics capability and our services teams around that. So let me go and talk a bit about what we're doing now with cognitive. And to talk about cognitive and to understand how we can use Watson to help the good guys fight the bad guys, I want to introduce you to Jane here. And Jane is a typical cybersecurity analyst sitting in a security operations center at a customer. Right? So all of you work at large financial services firms, or most of you. And you will have somewhere in your building a security operations center. It may look as beautiful as the one I'm showing you here. It may just be a cubicle with a couple of desperate folks trying to figure out what is happening in terms of cybersecurity. So we started thinking about how to help Jane with Watson to make her job easier. Let me give you a sense of what her life is like. What is Jane's life like when the proverbial stuff hits the fan, okay? And that happens often when a customer gets a phone call letting them know that the FBI, for example, is worried about a breach. And what you'll see here is things come to life as I narrate the situation. Jane's boss walks in the back. He's got the FBI on the phone. He starts yelling commands into the security operations center. I need more data. I need to understand what's going on. I have to get a response back. We're probably going to be in the news soon. CNN wants an interview on this. They're going to start asking her questions. What do you know? What's the breach? What's happening? What's the situation? It's not quite as stressful as the emergency room that Deborah gets to deal with, but it's a highly high-paced environment that she has to deal with. And typically, she's going to be looking at the technology that we've also provided her, other consoles that she might have, and she's trying to understand exactly which of the hundreds of events that are coming in a given time frame during a day, which of those are real, which of those are breaches. And the situation she faces is overwhelming. She will have 200,000 events a day coming into her system. 20 or 40 are possible incidents. Half of them are probably false positives. She will be dealing with the fact that, as you see in the picture here, by coincidence, half the seats are empty. There's a very large unfilled capacity for cyber analysts. So it's very hard to hire the skill set that Jane possesses to be able to do her job. And the last part is that she and people like her in a security operations center are still spending a lot of time on false positives, chasing the false needle in the haystack, as it were. So with that in mind, we started to think about how can we take our best analytics technology and augment it with Watson for Cyber. And to do that, we went and trained Watson. And Deborah talked about this in the past, but training Watson, it requires it to learn a language. And I think we've done some real breakthrough technology with Watson for cybersecurity. We have taught it for the first time in the industry. We have taught a cognitive system cybersecurity. And cybersecurity, of course, is a different language. A backdoor in cybersecurity is different than a backdoor in a hospital. A virus in cybersecurity is different than a virus in a hospital. And a bug in cybersecurity is hopefully different than a bug that you, an insect that you never find in a hospital, right? So we have trained Watson. We have some of the best data available, structured data, 700 terabytes of threat information we fed into Watson. But the real magic starts to happen because Watson can read. We trained it how to learn about cybersecurity. Unstructured data, millions of documents that it is able to understand. Watson is literally now crawling the web every minute, reading about cybersecurity. As a new hacking gang comes out there, as a new blog comes out on what's happening, as a new piece of research comes out of my dark web research team, it is going into this massive corpus of data called Watson for Cyber and made available to our customers around the world. We've been working with dozens of customers with this new technology. It actually went generally available just 2 weeks ago, and the results are remarkable. So, with that in mind, I'm going to try and show you, not tell you here, as I get into how Watson works. So let me go into the exciting part here, and I'll show you a live situation. So, the boss walks into the room. Jane's got sweat on her forehead thinking about how to deal with the situation, and she looks at her console, and she sees five different incidents that have come in recently into her system. And this, I know it's small, this will get bigger, it'll get better in a second here. There's information here that's relevant for her. She's gonna be reading the information here and get a general sense that this guy, Lance Springwell, who's the user in this particular situation on the ninth incident here, has done something weird. Probably an email has come in and tricked Lance, not that any of you would ever do this, but tricked him into clicking on something that has set off a set of activity on his desktop. Now, there are five other incidents here, and each one of these will probably take her 1 to 3 hours to research. So what she would do, she would go in there, research it, she would call a friend at another, let's say, bank, she would start, you know, searching the web for any information known out there. She would go and research other repositories of information. What we've done now is attached Watson to this console and said, you know what, forget all that. Let's let Jane just ask Watson what it thinks. And so what Jane will do for this incident, which is now been augmented with Watson, is she will click on it and she will get the answer. It's that simple. Watson just went through billions of data nodes around in this corpus of data that I showed you and provided the answer to Jane. I mean, she's actually done, right? Now you ask yourself, how can a MacBook Pro on a stage here give billions of pieces of information onto the desktop? Well, it didn't. This is our cloud that's done this, right? Our cognitive solutions in the cloud that have compared the data that Jane passed up to it with everything from this corpus of knowledge. And what you see is the other thing that Watson does is it speaks, and that doesn't just read English, but it also is able to type English. From this offense, QRadar, which is the analytics platform from IBM that over 8,000 customers use, and Jane happens to be using, QRadar, Watson Advisor, so the technology that interacts with the Watson in the cloud, has analyzed these observables and come back. I'm not going to read the whole sentence to you, but it's a nicely written sentence. And if Jane reads this sentence, she will figure out exactly what happened. In particular, at the end, you see that there are 9 files and a URL that are known to be suspicious or malicious. So Watson has gone from Lance Springwell, who's a random user in Jane's organization, to telling her that Lance has done something whereby he has communicated with a malicious actor. And that malicious actor, cybersecurity, they all have cool names, and this one is called Cozy Duke. And Cozy Duke is a known criminal element in Eastern Europe that has been attacking similar companies. And Watson learned about this. You would not get this from just getting information fed to you from your analytics. You need to have somebody telling you how to link that. And I'll show you how that works, because Jane will do a little bit more work here. Even though, as I said, she's basically done, this is the answer, but she'd probably go and click and see some related information, the URLs, the IP addresses. There are 15 files on Lance's system that were involved in this breach. But, you know, she's a bit of a geek. She's going to explore a little bit more. And she's going to go in and check out exactly what's happening here and see what did Lance do. And what you see here is that Lance has gone, his ID is being used on this workstation, and it has through a number of these infected files at the bottom. So Watson has gone through, taken all this data based on its corpus of knowledge. It has classified the files and which ones have been infected. It has classified the pattern of behavior that Lance has done off his workstation. It has classified every piece of communication that's happened. There's actually more. Watson's whittled this down to the ones that it feels are relevant. And sure, Lance has gone to a couple of websites here that are interesting, including one called Donald Trump. We're not going to get into that now. But it's gone to one that is a URL that's a number, and it's red. And this is a particular URL that is associated with the Cozy Duke hacking group. This hacker has been using this as a way to communicate. And as you go through it, you see exactly where it got its information. Here you see one source. Sometimes you'll see hundreds of sources listed. As Watson is able to triangulate, gives you a degree of certainty that it feels it knows that this particular interaction is related to this hacking group. So suddenly Jane, with all the pressure of her boss running in, the FBI on the phone, is able to say, yep, probably if the FBI is on the phone, it's related to Lance that has been spearfished with a piece of malware that Cozy Duke has inserted on his endpoint and is a victim of an attack. You're quarantining that machine, you're responding to the incident, and you're remediating it fast before data leaves the building. And that's a difference in cybersecurity between, it's a difference between, you know, hours of research and minutes of Watson giving you the answer so you can do something about it. So hopefully that gets you a sense of how something as powerful as Watson built on IBM's cloud with our cognitive capabilities can be used by our thousands of security customers to take a process of 2 to 4 hours that's highly critical down to seconds and minutes of analysis and understanding. So if I can go back to the PowerPoint here, you see the impact. And we talked to the customers using this. They talk about speed 60 times faster than manual analysis. They talk about accuracy, 10 times more actionable indicators that Watson is providing. And they talk about more intelligence and information. And don't just take my word for it. Let's listen from one of our customers, if we can roll this tape, that has been rolling out Watson for Cyber, one of our partners, actually, Vincent Lawrence from Sogetti.
Five years ago, cybersecurity experts were the rock stars. I really think that security data analysts are going to be the next cybersecurity rock star. To be as efficient as we can be, we need to be two steps, three steps, five steps ahead of the bad guys. And with Watson, we can make our analysts think faster, think better, and react in the best way possible. With IBM Cognitive Security, we were able to get what we needed since day one to provide our analysts with breakthrough information, to give to our client a great feedback, and to protect them better than in the past. Our experience using Curator Advisor with Watson is great. Our analysts are now doing things 50% faster. We can take care of false positive with 23% efficiency. From a pure detection perspective, it's better. And also, we can make it evolve on a day-to-day basis. Cognitive is already transforming cybersecurity as we speak. What we're going to see in the next 10 years will be, I would say, even more transformative. We're going to use Cognitive at every step of the cybersecurity kill chain. And what we're seeing right now with Watson is just the beginning of a new cybersecurity era. It's a real breakthrough for us and for our clients.
Okay, good. So that gives you a sense there. And to wrap up, if we can go back here, Vincent says it in the video, this is just the start of the cognitive era in cybersecurity. And I've mentioned about how QRadar Advisor with Watson, which is what I demoed for you and what Vincent is using, how that has helped to really improve the ability to respond to a breach real time in a security operations center. This is just one example of us using cognitive and IBM cloud to enhance how we do security. We've been doing this around endpoint detection with improving how we find malware across workstations. We've been doing this around mobility, where we're actually taking our mobile security platform and advising customers on how to enhance their security posture, again, leveraging how Watson learns and cognitive. We're doing this in data and application security. And lastly, you know, Bridget talked about what we're doing in the banking sector. We are helping over 300 banks around the world stop the most advanced and difficult fraud cases that are being designed to steal money from people interacting with their banks. We're in the midst of this, and we've put cognitive into that fight as well. So that gives you a sense of how cognition is transforming cybersecurity. It's now my pleasure to hand the meeting back to Ginny Rometty. Thank you.